Hello and welcome to my anthology, The Change Within. My name is Gabriella, and I thank you for tuning in.
One of the things I like to mention before we dive into this anthology is where the inspiration came from. You see, throughout the course of this year, I gained an interest in emotionally compelling stories, where in some way they are relatable and in most cases have a hidden lesson that can be found. This leads me to my topic.
The central topic of my anthology is change. More specifically, a type of redirectional change, like small changes someone makes within themselves. Here, we will be covering 6 different poems that show change in their own way. So, without further ado, let's get started.
The first poem we will be covering is called Bittersweet Rain. It is written by Gabriella G.
Everything was okay. I was fine. A perfect family. That's what we have. Had. Thought. Believed. But none of it was true. A perfect family does not exist. I know. I always knew. But I lied to myself and tricked my heart. Believed everything was fine. And now, everything has fallen. Collapsed. The spell has been broken. The bittersweet truth revealed. The bittersweet rain pouring. The bittersweet tears dripping. Now, I have to face reality. Face the truth. But that will never be easy. They say time heals all wounds. And it's true. Far from now, I'll be smiling. Far from now, I'll be laughing. Far from now, I'll be okay, but not today. Right now, I will stand under the rain. Right now, I'll break down. Right now, I'll cry and let the rain hide my tears. I'll cry until I can't cry anymore. I'll let the pain wash away. Once the storm ends, once the bittersweet rain washes away, I'll stand up once again. And I'll take a step away from this bittersweet pain.
The poem Bittersweet Rain covers a topic of reality being shattered. It shows a type of situational change where the writer has to accept the change that her family life was not perfect. This shows a change between relationships and how they don't always last.
The second poem we will be covering is called Setting Sail. It is written by Gabriella G.
Long ago, I would have said I'm tired. I would say I feel like I was drowning. With a mind filled with chaos, I felt lost, alone, afraid. And worst of all, I felt trapped. I was drowning in an ocean, slowly suffocating away. The riptides pulled me under. The storm continued to rage. Now I feel calmer, at peace. The tides have slowed down. The currents have stopped crashing. The storm has passed. I can finally breathe properly. Even though I want to hold on to all those broken pieces, I have to let them go. I'll rebuild my sunken ship and set sail once again.
This poem covers what change might feel like and how a person can feel going through it, demonstrating how coming to terms with an event that occurred is not always easy.
The third poem is called Hidden Words by Gabriella G.
Letting go is harder than I thought. It's like a part of you has been taken away. You want to hold on and make it work, but you know full well it's all a hoax. Not wanting to lose or change, hoping everything remains the same, yet knowing full well it's all been rearranged. Fearing the pain it will cause, unable to let go of what was lost. Everything gets so overwhelming, it's like I'm suffocating. Feeling lost and afraid, not wanting to change, but knowing full well it's something I have to face. This poem covers the moment when you're facing change, as well as one of the emotions that might result from it, showing how it can be overwhelming to come to terms with what is happening and how it can take time to accept that things are different. The fourth poem is called The Butterfly Effect. It is written by Haley. The days go by and I still sit and wonder when the moment will come. When will my tragedy become a fantasy? In all the movies and shows, the hero finds his peace. But in my life, there is no movie. My words don't go beyond my teeth. The day goes by, and I still sit and wonder when the moment will come. When will my morning start my day less challenging? My reflection, the same as yesterday, continues to rot before me. This time I'll brush my teeth, even if no one will see. The day goes by, and I still sit and wonder when the moment will come. When will my afternoon wash away all its gloom? As the car drive past, I wonder where they go. When I thought I'd never leave, it turned out it wasn't so. The day goes by, and I still sit and wonder when the moment will come. When will my night for once feel right? Now outside my home, I'm driving downtown. The city lights and starlights manage to reverse my frown. The days go by and I no longer wonder. When will my tragedy become a fantasy? With every step I never took, I slowly found my peace. Though I'm no hero, the change allowed me to breathe. The butterfly effect shows a small change within the individual it is about. It reveals how their routine changes ever so slightly, but causes a major impact, going on about them questioning their life to simply finding peace within it.
The next poem we will be covering is called Here by Joshua Megan.
Nothing has changed. They have a welcome sign, a hill with cows and a white house on top, a mall and grocery store where people shop, a diner where some people go to dine. It is the same no matter where you go, and downtown you will find no big surprises. Each fall the dew point falls until it rises. White snow, green buds, green lawn, red leaves, white snow. This is all right. This is their hope, and yet, though what you see is never what you get, it does feel somehow changed from what it was. Is it the people, houses, fields? The weather? Is it the streets? Is it these things together? Nothing here ever changes till it does.
This poem talks about how the environment hardly ever changes, where the same events always seem to reoccur. Yet once you look back on it, it's obvious something has changed, showing how small changes often go unnoticed until their effect is far too great.
Finally, we will be going over a poem called Abandoned Farmhouse by Ted Kooser.
He was a big man, says the size of his shoes on a pile of broken dishes by the house. A tall man, too, says the length of the bed in an upstairs room. And a good, God-fearing man, says the Bible with a broken back on the floor below the window, dusty with sun. But not a man for farming, says the fields cluttered with boulders and a leaky barn. A woman lived with him, says the bedroom wall, papered with lilacs and the kitchen shelves covered with oilcloth. And they had a child, says the sandbox made from a tractor tire. Money was scarce, said a jar of plum preserves and canned tomatoes sealed in the cellar hole. And the winter is cold, says the rag in the window frames. It was lonely here, says the narrow country road. Something went wrong, says the empty house in a weed-choked yard. Stones in the field says he was not a farmer. The still-sealed jars in the cellar said she left in a nervous haste. And the child? Its toys are strewn in the yard like branches after a storm. A rubber cow, a rusty tractor with a broken plow, a doll in overalls. Something went wrong, they say.
The poem Abandoned Farmhouse by Ted Kooser is about an abandoned home that once had what can be assumed to be a family living within its walls. It shows that over time, the house that was once lively with a tall big man, a woman, and a child now finds itself empty. It further emphasizes this by describing the individuals and how their belongings are laying abandoned. This shows how quickly and slowly things change. At one moment, the house was lively and joyful, and it changed to being abandoned. The only traces that remain is the last statement made where it states something went wrong, showing that change is not always positive, and it could be negative too. Overall, all of these poems show change in many ways. The change can be seen as internal or external change, where small changes that are hardly noticeable can be seen leading into something bigger. In Bittersweet Rain, there is change in the writer's family life, where the change is seen as something difficult for the writer to deal with. In Setting Sail, the change is seen as something that is being accepted after struggling with it for so long, showing how it's not always easy to let go of the past, but it's still possible to find balance and keep moving forward. As for Hidden Words, the poem is attempting to avoid change, where the main desire is to go against it despite knowing it will occur regardless. For Butterfly Effect, my interpretation of it is that it's showing how small change within the writer's life allowed a big change to occur within their lifestyle. Finally, the last two poems, Abandoned Farmhouse and Here, shows an external change where the surrounding ended up changing.